A citizens group's legal fight to halt the I-77 toll lane project north of Charlotte is over. The state Supreme Court has dismissed a last chance appeal of a suit filed in 2015. But a leader of the anti-toll group says he still hopes politicians will cancel the project. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Wyden I-77 had filed suit in 2015 against NCDOT, the state of North Carolina, and contractor I-77 Mobility Partners. Two lower courts ruled against the Lake Norman area group, which argued that the contract with a private company was unconstitutional. Wyden I-77 leader Kurt Nass says he's disappointed, but thinks there's still a chance to keep tolls off the new lanes.
What's been bandied about in the news recently is the complete and delete option, where the project is completed, the state buys out the contract, and then opens up the general purpose lane. And that is very much alive.
That's one of the options provided by a consultant hired by the state earlier this year to re-examine the toll project. But it could be costly, significantly more than $300 million by some estimates. NCDOT is currently reviewing a half dozen options for revising the contract with I-77 Mobility Partners, an arm of Spanish construction giant Cintra. The private company is widening 26 miles of I-77 with toll lanes from the Brookshire Freeway near Uptown to exit 36. I-77 Mobility is privately financing most of the $650 million cost. The lanes are supposed to be open at the end of 2018. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.